Day Street Books and Harper Audio present New York Nico's Guide to NYC by Nicholas Heller, also known as New York Nico. This is the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains locator maps of each borough to help you find all the businesses discussed in the book. For Mom, Dad, Naomi, and Toby. Introduction. New York City means something different to everybody. For me, it's people like Yuval Dekel at Liebman's Deli, who took over for his dad and kept the last kosher deli in the Bronx thriving. It's Gavin Hussey serving jerk chicken that he'd feel comfortable making for people from his native Jamaica as he is for Brooklynites. It's Dimitri Siafakis standing behind the counter talking to customers at Peter Pan Donuts. It's Julia Wijesinghe serving Sri Lankan food and culture to anybody who will take the ferry to Staten Island. And Big Mike and the dozens of barbers who speak Italian, Russian, Greek, Spanish, French, Polish, Uzbek, and Farsi at Astor Place Hairstylists. Even though I'm known as the unofficial talent scout of New York City, I never realized how lucky I was to be born and raised here until I left. Manhattan was all I ever knew, and at some point, I thought I wanted something else. After college, I followed in the footsteps of countless other New Yorkers who thought their fortunes would be better out west, and I moved to Los Angeles. My goal was to make it as a music video director. What I discovered was the whole thing about how the grass is always greener on the other side. But I don't know much about grass. I grew up around Union Square. I got to Los Angeles, and after 6 short months, I was miserable. I couldn't book work or find a decent slice. I failed my driving test 3 times. It just wasn't doing it for me. I was all ready to get stuck in that rut so many 20-somethings get into when their big ideas don't pan out. When I came back to NYC, I wound up finding inspiration where I should have been looking all along, home. I had gotten a little more perspective, and instead of just Manhattan, I began exploring the city as a whole. Meeting people from all over, learning about who they were, where they came from, and what motivated them to do something that stood out in a city of millions. In 2013, I started a web series called Know Your City. The first episode featured Terevan, a local fixture people knew as the 6'7" Jew who will freestyle rap for you as the sign he carried advertised. Why would I need to go anywhere else in the world when I live in a place with literally millions of unique individuals, each with their own story? You step out the door and maybe you see a guy riding a bike while balancing a trash can on his head. Then you get on the subway and it's a dancer yelling Showtime, or a mariachi band is playing. Maybe the guy handing you a buttered roll has a beautiful singing voice. Or maybe you walk past a basketball court and see a teenage girl schooling a group of guys like she's Jalen Brunson. New Yorkers are characters, whether they're trying to be or not. I started making new friends, the walking work of art that is the Green Lady of Brooklyn, the greatest living street golfer Tiger Hood, Big Time Tommy, Wayne Diamond, Cousine, and many more. Some of them I met because I just happened to be hanging out at Anthony & Son Panini Shop in Williamsburg, where a few of them are regulars. Others I might have been introduced to because they had some exceptional talent. More than a few I just saw walking down the street. I started posting about them on my accounts, and while people loved the characters in my universe, the response to the business owners in unique spots all over the city was often just as big, and sometimes bigger. Then the COVID-19 pandemic happened. New York City had it bad. The city shut down. The streets were empty. Tourists were gone. New York has been counted out so many times before, but time after time, we've come back. The Daily News Ford to City Drop Dead headline era of the 1970s, the gritty 1980s, 9/11, and however many other ups and downs you can count, New York has weathered everything. But the pandemic was something else. Along with the death toll, hospitals filling up, and people leaving, businesses were closing left and right. The only thing I figured I could do was make videos of owners trying to keep the lights on and also share information on how to help them and other New Yorkers who are struggling to get through one of the scariest times any of us can recall. Fortunately, we were able to make an impact and raise enough money and garner enough support.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?